Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about narcissistic men. Now, just to give y'all a little backstory while I feel like I am able to talk about this topic, because I have been dating a man for 4 years off and on. When I say off and on, like, we dated once, we took a break, then we back on. The break was because I felt that I needed to heal, and it wasn't fair for me to be in a relationship when I wasn't healed. And then I wanted him to go experience life. So I'm like, if we meet back up at some point in life, we can try this again, because I don't want to hurt you or ruin our relationship or the future of our relationship, because I'm broken and I'm hurt and I need to go heal on my own. And then when I'm ready, when I'm whole, when I know how to cope and when I know how to, you know, navigate through relationships and through my feelings and emotions and triggers, then we can come back together and then see how this can go. So that happened. So we dated for like almost a year. We took a break for like 2 years and a half, and then we've been together now for like 2 years and a half. And now we have a child. And I did not know, so I'm going to just say that now, I did not know that he was a narcissist. He was so nice, so charming, until he found out I got pregnant. And it seems to me that something clicked in his head, in his spirit, where he now feels like he can be who he really is. So he got comfortable and he tore the mask off. And again, we dated before for almost a year, and now we're back on, and we've been dating for 2 years, and then now we just had a child who's only like 3 months. So how he acted, how he is acting now, had he has acted this way in the beginning, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I would not have a child with him. I would not be with him. He did not act this way. So just to give you a little backstory, what he did, he came into the relationship. He was sad. He was depressed. Me, by nature, but you know, I am a counselor, so I have a soft spot and I like to heal people and I like to learn. I like psychology and I like human behavior. So when we first got into the relationship, he was telling me why him and his family are on the outs. They are not speaking, but they live very close to each other and they do not speak nor see each other. And I was wondering why. He told me why. Fast forward to now, he was lying. His family do not mess with him because of his narcissism. And let me tell you some of the traits of a narcissist. And if you are in a situation with a narcissist and you do not have any ties to them, leave. If you do have ties to them and you think it's at a point where your spirit tells you to leave and get away, and for your safety and for your child's safety, and if you have to get a restraining order, if you have to get police involved, that is something you need to do. I have been protecting this man because he have been acting crazy, and I don't want to be embarrassed that I have dated someone who could act in such a way. So I keep it a secret, but what that has done is that has further isolated myself and allowed his narcissism to run rapid. A narcissist, nothing is their fault. Nothing is their fault. Everything is someone else's fault. If they don't get their way, they will act in a way, if it's dangerous, whether it's breaking things, whether it's calling you names, whether it's gaslighting you, where you think, damn, well, am I acting this way? Because they say it so much. A narcissist, everything has to be about them. They do no wrong. You're the reason why he hit you. You're the reason why he's yelling at you. You're the reason why he broke this and broke that and broke your phone. You're the reason for everything negative. Anything positive, he's the reason. But anything negative, you're the reason. You have control over his emotions. You make him rear up. You make him rage. You make him break things. You make him call you out your name. You make him put his hands on you. He has no responsibility for his actions. All his actions are put into your possession. Everything is your fault. Nothing will ever be his fault. And now I'm starting to see, and this is where it's getting unhealthy, is he wants to use our child as a pawn to regulate his emotions and to try to further control a situation. So now, you know, I left our home that we shared together, and I'm staying with my mother's, and I'm just probably gonna buy a house or buy a condo or something with only my name on it, just for instances like this, right? And baby crying, y'all, gonna have to cut it short. So I'ma move out, right? And I'm gonna be back, part two. Again, this is Tia here with Tia Talks, and I'm gonna be back talking with y'all. I gotta go help baby. Peace.